Because we left off last week, we're really talking about two different parts of the sugya. We're talking about the institution of yadayim, yados, in the realm of areas of halacha outside of nedarim proper. The original halacha of yadayim, that a person can express a thought but not quite complete the thought, and the halacha somehow finishes off what he said. So he literally gave a yad, he gave a handle, and then we take the entire kli, we finish off his entire thought. So that was originally given to us in the parasha of Nedarim and Nezirus, Hekdeshos, and then the Gemara begins to discuss it in the realm of Kedusha, in the realm of Gittin, and other areas of halacha as well. So the first question that we have to deal with, do we have a right even to extrapolate from Nedarim, Hekdeshos, to other areas of halacha? And then number two, assuming that we do, what exactly constitutes a yad? And here the Gemara introduces to us the principle between the difference between a yad hamochiach and a yad she'ena mochiach. A yad that's very clear from context, and a yad that's a little bit less clear from context. So we're still part of the first half of the sugya, namely, do we have a right to compare other areas of halacha to the realm of nedarim and hekdeshos? So the Gemara had a shaila about this in Maseches Nedarim, about the very question whether yesh yad the kedushin or ein yad the kedushin. So Tosfos was quick to point out that how could the Gemara even discuss it? What's the shaila? We only have a right to extend yados to inyanim of nedarim and hekdeshos. So says Tosfos, it must be that kedushin has an aspect of hekdesh to it. And Tosfos referenced the Gemara kedushin of beis aslo kliyam kehekdesh. And we spoke a lot last week about what the parameters of that statement are. But just how much, just how similar is Kedushin to Hekdesh, how similar perhaps it's not to Hekdesh. But according to Tosfos, everything was revolving around that notion that it has to be Kaddish, it has to be Neder, it has to be Hekdesh, it has to be in that area of Halacha before we could even begin to discuss Yadayim. There is a little bit of a problem, according to Tosfos, because the Gemara, as we're going to see in a moment, discusses the possibility of Yadayim in the realm of Gittin as well. Now, Gittin doesn't seem to be Hekdesh, unless one hides behind the Hekesh. Unless one says that, well, whatever applies for Kedushin applies for Gittin, and vice versa. So Tosfos, in fact, says that. Tosfos says that, according to our theory, that the only reason why Yad would ever work is because it's part of the parasha of Nedarim and Hekdeshos. So Kedushin is extended, and then Gittin is extended from Kedushin. So Tosfos is stretching and stretching and stretching, because they cannot conceive of Yadayim working by any other area of Halacha outside of the realm of Nedarim. However, if you take a look at the sixth of the Mar Mekamos, so the Ran in Maseches Nedarim with Avav Mebeis entertains the possibility that maybe a Dayim applies in areas that have absolutely nothing to do with Nedarim. So when the Gemara raises the question, the sixth of the Mar Mekamos, Boyer Papi Yeshad the Kedushin, the Gemara Nedarim raised the question, is there a Yad for Kedushin or not? So says the Ran, Afilu Biyad Machiach Kama Vayalei. The Gemara is not yet discussing what type of yad we're addressing. Is it a yad mechiach? Is it yad she'en mechiach? Is it clear? Is it not clear? The Gemara is first speaking in more general terms. Is the yadayim altogether? So mi amrinan, do we say nihi delo israbalu yadus behedya? To the tzad of the Gemara that there is yadayim, even though true, it's granted that the Torah never speaks about yadayim explicitly by kedushin. But gamrina b'mematzino min nedarim. Maybe we have a right to compare it to nedarim. Now here, the Ran is comparing kedushin to nedarim, not because kedushin has hekdesh to it. The Ran doesn't believe that there's really any real hekdesh to kedushin. The Ran says the reason why we have a right to extrapolate from nedarim to kedushin is based on one of the midrash atarid drashes called the mematzino. We have a right to compare halachas. One of the tools that we use in comparing halachas is, well, if a din is true in case A, then we have a right to compare it to case B. Not because they're identical areas of halacha, just merely that's part of the midrash atarid drashes called mematzino. But now, once the Ran is introducing that Chazal are using the mechanism, using the tool of mematzino, the Ran has to explain what the shaila was. The Gemara wasn't sure that they're yadayim by kedushin. The Gemara was totally back and forth and back and forth. So Bishlam according to Tosfos, that we're not just stop extrapolating A from B, but we're limiting Yadayim to Nedarim and Hekdesh. So now we can understand what the suffix of the Gemara was. Is Kedushin really Hekdesh? Is Kedushin not really Hekdesh? But according to the Ran, that the question is not revolving around is Kedushin Hekdesh, but rather it's revolving around can you extrapolate A from B? So why shouldn't you? What's wrong? What's the problem with that Mematzino? So the Ran continues. So the Ran says, so let's go back again to the top line. Mi amrina nihidlo israbalu yados behedya. Even though it's true that it doesn't say yados explicitly concerning Kedushin, but kamrina b'matzino min nedarim, Oh, no. Or maybe, oh, ain yad. Or maybe there is no din of yad by Kiddushin. But I feel the mochiach, even if it's the greatest yad in the world. Why? The nedarim shiny, the chamire, the afilu b'dibur b'yal mechayle. Masha ain kemi Kiddushin, shen tzuchen ezen ma'is ekes v'shtar b'yah. The suffix of the Gemara was that maybe you have no right to derive a mematzinu because mematzinu is presupposing that the areas of halacha are similar to one another. Anytime you want to derive A from B, you have to ask yourself, does B have a certain characteristic that A doesn't have? And if that characteristic is important, if it's significant, so that's going to undermine the ability to derive one from another. So here we have this equation on the board with a question mark on top of the equation. We want to know, is Kiddushin similar to the Dharma Na? Nafkamina concerning Yadayim. So on one hand, the Gemara says, well, maybe it is. This is Nadarim, this is Kiddushin, what's the difference? On the other hand, no, maybe Nadarim is almost easier to create. It's easier to get yourself into a neder than it is to get married. Why? A neder doesn't require a dibur. I'm saying it doesn't require a maisa. All a neder requires is dibur. It's words alone. You can't get married with words alone. You need a maisa kesef shtar biya. So that was the latest asofik in the Gemara. The asofik in the Gemara was, is this a valid derivation or not? Not because there are any hektish characteristics of Kiddushin. The Ran doesn't buy into that whole story. The Ran says it's simply a question of mematzinu. Does this meet the criteria for mematzinu or not? So we have a major machlekes now between Tosfos and the Ran. Just what is the underlying question of the Gemara? We know this Gemara in the Dharma has a shaila by Rapapa Yeshad of the Kiddushin. Does Yadayim apply to Kiddushin or not? Unresolved question in the Gemara. So we're trying to understand, well, what was the question? So according to Tosfos, the question was hinging upon the din of Hektesh in Kiddushin. Is that true? Is it not true? Is that going to affect the Chos Yadayim? According to the Ran, that wasn't even on the radar screen. According to the Ran, the issue was simply a mematzinu. Why should we derive a mematzinu? Why should we not? So that's the suffix that Rav Papa had. But now, the Ran has something else to explain. Because as we saw last week, there was a Gemara in Maseches Nedarim that discussed the possibility of Yadayim when it came to Peah. Person is separates Peah to give to a Niyam, separates a corner of the field. And he separated it with a very incomplete statement. He started to say something and he didn't quite finish off what he was saying. So the Gemara jumped and said, oh, Yeshad Lepeah, Rein Yad Lepeah. So the Gemara explained, what's the Shayla? Why should there be Yad Lepeah? Why not? The Gemara says, well, we know that Peah has certain hektish qualities to it, namely vis-a-vis Baal Te'acher. If a person delays in bringing a carbon, a person is makdish a carbon, delays bringing it, that's an isser in the Torah. So the Gemara has the same isser applies to Peah. If a person dilly-dallies and doesn't give the Peah to the Aniyim, that's a violation of Baal Te'acher. So the Gemara Shaila, from the fact that you violate Baal Te'acher concerning Peah, that shows that it's like the Dharma and Hekdesh shows, or maybe not. And Tzachir, take with the well of the Tego. So according to Tosfos, that Gemara reads like a charm. Because according to Tosfos, the issue in all of Yadayim is it Hektish or is it not Hektish? So Rav Papa had one day he had a shal about Kiddushin. And another day he had a shal about Peah. And a third day he had a shal about Tzedakah. Every area of halacha that has certain characteristics of Hektish to it, but not quite the real McCoy, so Rav Papa's not sure. He's sitting around thinking, is Tzedakah like Hektish? Is Peah like Hektish? Is Kiddushin like Hektish? Each one for its own reasons. But according to the Ran, who says that the question of the Gemara concerning Kiddushin was not about the Hektish aspect. That's not really important. The issue is, can we derive Mematzinu or not? So what's the Gemara talking about Peah? So the Gemara says, is there Yadayim Bepeah? Is there not Yadayim Bepeah? It depends. Is Peah like Hektish? Is Peah not like Hektish? So according to the Ran, stop. What's the Gemara talking about? Like Hektish, not like Hektish. According to the Ran, the issue of yes Yadayim and no Yadayim has nothing to do with Hektish. It has to do with Mematzinus. Can we derive A from B? So why does the Gemara put in the issue of Hektish?
Is it the Mematzinu to Hektish?
The what?
But a Mematzinu means
no, it's a Mematzinu. The Gemara was willing to compare it to Kiddushin, even though there's no aspect of Hektish to Kiddushin. The Gemara was willing to say, well, if you have a din true A, then it can derive to B. The only reason the Mechalik was that A is easier to accomplish than B, because A is Dibur and B is a Mai. So that's the Pirchon the Mematzinu. But according to the Ran, there's nothing with Hektish.
It has to be similar to A.
No, it just can't be non-similar. It means you can't have some kind of a pirch that undermines the entire Mematzinu. But you don't have to have that characteristic of Hektish. So according to the Ran, the Gemara about Kiddushin reads beautifully, but the Gemara about Peah doesn't read at all. So if we take a look at the end of the Ran, at the sixth of the Mamakamas, the last line. So after the Ran just explained to us that the suffix in the Gemara concerning Kiddushin has nothing to do with the Hekdish part. So what happened to Peah? So around the last line says, Bayra Papi Yeshad Lepeah B'chali Klomar. Im Timtza Loimba B'Kiddushin Ein Yad Delo Iskish L'Nedarim Klal Peah D'Iskish Mai. According to the Ran, the suffix about Peah is the second suffix. It's not the same as the first suffix. First, the Gemara talks in these general terms. Can we derive Mematinas or not? So Rav Papa opens up the sugya by thinking very globally. We have this din tucked away about Yadayim by Nedarim and Ekdeshes. Let's apply it L'Kola Tarakula. And then he fails. He says, no, not so simple. Doesn't work. So then Rav Papa regroups and he says, okay, true, it can't apply to all areas of Halacha. Therefore, it's going to fail us by Kiddushin, by Geirushin, by all other areas. But Chach, at least by Peah maybe it'll work, because Peah is a little bit of Hekdesh. So even according to the Ran, the Gemara does fall back on the Hekdesh Svara within the limited sugya of Peah. When it came to Kiddushin, the Gemara didn't apply the Hekdesh Svara, because the Gemara didn't really believe that there's any real din of Hekdesh concerning Kiddushin. So even according to the Ran, there is a dimension of Hekdesh playing out in the sugya of Yadayim, but it only enters into the sugya at a much later point vis-a-vis Peah. So the bottom line is, when all the dust settles, there are two different approaches in the Rishonim. Just what is the Shach Matar in the Gemara? Everyone agrees that Rav Papa had two shilas. He had a shayla about Yadayim for Kiddushin. He had a shayla about Yadayim for Peah. According to Tosus, it's one question. Namely, something that has Hekdesh dimensions can have Yadayim. If it doesn't have Hekdesh dimensions, it cannot have Yadayim. Does Kiddushin have Hekdesh dimensions? Maybe yeah, maybe no. Does Peah have Hekdesh dimensions? Maybe yeah, maybe no. Does Tadaka have Hekdesh dimensions? Maybe yeah, maybe no. But according to Tosfos, the underlying question is always the same. Is it Hekdesh or is it not Hekdesh? According to the Ran, that's not the main issue in the sugya. According to the Ran, there are almost two different sugyas playing out. There's one global question: can we derive everything under the sun from Hekdesh? And Imtum Slami, you can't. Can we at least salvage one or two things? Maybe pay, maybe tzedakah, maybe. But according to the Ran, the issue of Kiddushin is not a Hekdesh sugya. So the bottom line is, the Gemara does entertain the possibility of Yadayim outside of Hekdesh proper, within the realm of Kiddushin is a real possibility. And then the Gemara goes one step further, and the Gemara wants to know, what's the din of Yadayim she'enan mechichos? Even if you have a principle of Yadayim, just how clear must the Yadayim be? So it's that background that the Gemara begins on the 7th of the Maamar Kamos in Maseches Nedarim, where the Gemara is, we've already accepted the principle of Yadayim, and now we're trying to see what are the parameters of Yadayim. So comes the Gemara in the 7th of the Maamar Kamos, the back of the top page 2.
We accept Yadayim in other areas?
We're potentially accepting in other areas now. So Itma, we had the following discussion. Yadayim she'ein mechichos. What would the halacha be of Yadayim she'ein mechichos? So I have a yad. I'm in an area of halacha where a yad is acceptable, but the yad is not quite clear, not 100% clear what is really meant with the yad. So Abayi says havin yadayim. So Abayi says that's good. Abayi says that the standards for yadayim don't have to be all that clear. For Rava amar lo havin yadayim, and Rava said no, it's not true. Yadayim she'ein mechichos are no good. Amar Rava. Rabbi Idi Asprali, Rava says that an Amora, Rabbi Idi, explained to me what the source for this idea of Lohav Yadayim. Rava said that somehow I knew this halacha to be true, and it was Rabbi Idi who explained to me. He was the one who gave me the malka for it. Amakura, the Pasuk says, Nazir Lohazil Hashem. The Torah says in Parshas Naso that a person, Ish Kiafli, Neder, Nazir, it says a few times, the Lashon of Neder and Nazirus. Makish Yadus, Nazirus, Linazirus. The Torah compares becoming a Nazir through the principle of Yadayim to becoming a Nazir through an outright clear declaration of Nazirus. So there was Nazir Lazir is a Ribui. So Nazir Lazir, the double Lashon, was the source for the principle of Yadayim in the first place. And the Torah is comparing the principle of Yadayim to Nazirus proper. Ma Nazirus b'haflaa, just as the real Lashon of Nazirus is b'haflaa, the Torah says ki yafli. Yafli means to pronounce clearly. A flaw is the Lashon, the Gemara says, of absolute clarity. There's no suffix, there's nothing cloudy about what I said. Yafli means to say it clear as day. So the Gemara is a drasha. Ma Nazirus b'haflaa, just as Nazirus proper is b'haflaa, is with absolute clarity, af yados Nazirus b'haflaa. So too, the Chiddush HaTorah, that Yadayim works, yes, Yadayim works, but it has to be a Yad that's clear from context what the person meant. So we have Machlekes Abayi and Rava. Rava gave us a source. Now the Gemara begins to relate this out of the realm of Nazirus. Lema beplugsim de Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan kebeflugi. Let us say that this machlekes Abaye and Rava was an old machlekes, a machlekes at Tanoim, which we're gearing up, getting all ready to hear some kind of machlekes about Nazirus and about Nadarim. And the Gemara goes this mamshel lafield. The Gemara says this not, as we learned in the Mishnah in the end of Maseches Gittin. So here the Gemara is immediately assuming that Yadayim works in other areas of Allah, including Gittin. We're just not sure what the parameters of Yadayim are. So what was the machlekes Ravida and the Chacham about Yadayim Shein Mechichos? The Stab, we learned in the Mishnah. Gufa Shel Get. What exactly is the complete text of a get? The main body of the get? Hareh Muteres Techaladim. It has to say those magic words in the get. Hareh Muteres Techaladim. It doesn't say that. It didn't say anything. Again, it has to say a lot of other things. Also, it has to have the names of the husband and the wife, and it has to have the time, it has to have the play. A lot of things it has to say to get. But literally, the gufo should get, the main body, the main text of the get, are those words of Aret Mutas Chalodim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, that's true, it has to say that, but it has to say something else as well. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, V'dein deveyechi lechi minoi, sefer teruchin, v'get peturin, v'igeres shvukin. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not enough just to write the magic words Aret Mutas Chalodim. You have to put in the following phrase, and the following phrase is an Aramaic, the phrase we use Adayim Azeh. You have to add on the following, V'dein Debelechim Inoy, which means this. V'dein means this. This should be from me, Sefer Teruchin. Teruchin is a synonym for a get. V'get Peturin also means to be put there. V'igeres is a letter, Shavukin, Shavach means to leave. This is three Aramaic phrases, Sefer Teruchin, get, Peturin, v'igeres, Shavukin. You have to write these three things in order for the get to be acceptable. So the Gemara wants to know, what exactly is the issue? Why is Rabbi Yehuda adding on so much? What was wrong with the simple phrase? It says everything. Why does Rabbi Yehuda give us this complicated phrase in Aramaic in terms of adding on to the Gufa Shoget? How come Rabbi Yehuda insists on it? How come the Chachamim clearly didn't insist upon it? So what is going on? So the Gemara says the issue is as follows, that Abaye de Oma ki Rabbanan, it must be that if a person writes Haret Muteres Techaladam, there's something a little bit unclear about what's going on. There's something that's not quite mochiach about the phrase of Muteres Techaladam, and apparently the phrase of Dein Deveyechim, you know, he somehow clarifies that. We're unclear what was unclear about the first phrase, but clearly this is something, too many words clear in the same sentence, but this has a lot to do, can change a little, there's a lot to do with the Machlekes Abaye and Rava. So what exactly is the issue? So the Gemara says, Abaye Demaki Rabbanan, it must be Abaye who accepted Yadayim Shein Mechichos, he must be following the view of the Chachamim. The Chachamim who say that Haret Muteres Techaladam is also okay. There's no need for absolute clarification of the phrase V'dein. So it must be Abaye Demekir Rabbanan. Abaye is following the view of the Rabbanan. For Rava Demekir Yehuda. And it must be that Rava was following the view of Rabbi Yehuda. So, Amalach Abaye. Abaye will say to you, no, not so simple. Ana Da'am Yafil Rabbi Yehuda. I personally agree to Rabbi Yehuda. I think, even though I'm very, very makil when it comes to standards of Yadayim and Hilchos Nedarim and Hilchos Nezirus, but I say when it comes to Gittin, you need a very, very clear statement by Gittin. Why do you need more clarity? We don't even know what was unclear in the first place. But Rabbi Yehuda says, why do you need more clarity by Gittin than you need by Nedarim? So, Ana Diyam Refil Rabbi Yehuda. Ad Kan Lochem Rabbi Yehuda Binin Yadayim Mechichas. When did Rabbi Yehuda insist that you need Yadayim Mechichas? Namely, you require the phrase v'dein, elega beget, the ba'inan krisus v'leka. So Gemara just threw a whole new factor into this sugya. When it comes to Hilchas Gittin, you need absolute clarity, not because regular Hilchas Yadayim requires clarity, but because it's a din prati, there's a localized din Hilchas Gittin that requires clarity, and that's the word krisus. Krisus means that there has to be absolute clear separation between the husband and wife. If at the end of the day the get is given and you're reading the get and you're still not 100% sure what just happened, so that's not going to be good because Hilchos Gittin dictates it's no good. But in other areas of Allah, that's just the Dharmi Shamaslai. Who says you need absolute clarity? So Abaye is telling us that, again, we still don't even know what was unclear about the get, minus the phrase of a day. So we still have a big question mark in the sugya. But one thing we know for a fact is that Abaye is telling us the standards for clarity in halacha are not the same. Hilchas Nedarim L'chud and Hilchas Gittin L'chud. Hilchas Nedarim, says Abaye, no big deal. Yadayim Shein Mechichos. It is clear, not clear. What's the difference? Gittin, Gaval, Gittin is a disaster. For Rav Amar, what would Rav say? Rav responds, Ana Diyam Refil Rabbanan. I accept even the Rabbanan. Namely, even I, who are the biggest machmir, so to speak, in Uchas Yadayim, I need absolute clarity in Yadayim. By Gittin, no big deal. Well, that's hot on Zim. We might get no big deal. Aren't the standards for getting higher? So Rav explains. When do the Chachamim say that you don't need Yadayim Mechichos? That's Elagabe Get. The Ein Adam Agar Shaseishas Chaveiro. Vabiyama Mishamaslu. So in that one line, Rav explained to us exactly what's going on in the sugya. What was unclear about Haret Mutaris Lechal Adam? What was unclear was, who is the Megarish? What was unclear is, who is divorcing this woman? So you have this lady, Rachel, she's an Eish HaSish, and she's about to be divorced, and there's a piece of paper handed her that says, Haret Mutaris Lechal Adam. There's something missing. You know what's missing? From who? Who is the Megarish? So that was the issue that Rabbi Yehuda addressed. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. You have to say, V'dein deve lechim minoi. The real phrase of Rabbi Yehuda, the words that really matter, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is one word, minoi, me many, from me. And then he kind of got a little poetic, say for teruchin, get shivukin, get pter. You don't really, that's not the real part. The part that really, really matters is that magic word minoi, that the chavim didn't require. So now we understand the entire sugya. The Gemara thought that the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, do you have to say mimeni, do you have to say minoi or not? That's an issue of Yadayim, Shein Mechichas. Because you wrote a Re'et Mutaris Lechal Adam. Doesn't it sound like what that means is a Re'et Mutaris, mimeni? The guy's giving a get. Ruben's giving a get to Rachel. Doesn't it sound like that's what it means is mimeni? But he didn't say it. He didn't write it. So the Gemara originally compared that to a Yad Shein Mechich. So the Gemara thought that just as there's a machlekes atanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, do you have to say minoy or not? That's the age-old machlekes about Yadayim Shem Mechichos, to which the Gemara says, not true. It's not true in either direction. Abaye would say to you, I fundamentally hold that you don't need Yadayim Mechichos. In Hilchos Nedarim, Nezirus, etc., you don't need Yadayim Mechichos. But in Gittin, there's a din prati, there's a localized din in Gittin that requires a higher standard because of the magic word krisos. To which the Rabbanan, I'm sorry, to which Rava responds and says, no, I usually am a big, big believer in Yadayim Mechichos. But by Gittin, you don't need it. You know why you don't need it? Because you have it. You don't need it because it's there. What do you mean? That's the Yadayim Shein Mechich? Says Rava, Ein Adam Agar Sheishas Chavero. Since when does Reuven give a piece of paper to try to divorce someone who's not his wife? Says Rava, Ein Lecha Yad Mechich Golem Mizeh. So Rava says, turns around to Abaye and says, I'm the biggest machmir in Yadayim. I hold you need the super duper duper Yadayim, even by Nedarim, even by Nezirus. You need the highest form of of Yadayim. Nazal HaHazir, it's got to be Yafli that works. But by Gittin, he says, you have it. It's better than a yad. It's the greatest yad in the world because of that svara of Ein Adam Agar Sheishas Chavero. So now we have really a dual machlokes between Abaye and Rava, and we have a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. We have a lot of things spinning around, a lot of things swirling around here. What is the halacha? So we have a few issues we have to keep clear. So number one, we have to always look back and say, should we be talking about Yadayim anyway? Is this even a relevant sugya to be talking about Yadayim? The original din of Yadayim was by Nedarim and Zero Sektashos. So the Gemara is entertaining the possibility to talk about Yadayim outside of those realms of Halacha. The Gemara entertained the possibility by Kedushin and by Gittin. So we had a Machlokes Tos in the Ran. What enabled us to even cross that bridge out of Nedarim and Zero Sektashos? So according to Tosas, it's because Kedushin is Hektesh, and because Gittin and Kedushin go hand in hand as Hekesh, that enables us to learn the sugya. According to the Ran, what enables us to learn the sugya is Mematzidu. You have right to compare. You can mix and match. Doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be Hektesh. You can compare one Erev Halacha to another. So we have Machlekes Tos in the Ran, how we even got to this discussion in the first place. Once we got to this discussion, now we have Machlekes Abaye and Rava, what a general take on Yadayim Shein Mechichos is. Is there a din in Hilchos Yadayim that has to be super duper Mechich? Rava said based on a pasuk yes. Abaye said no. The Gemara thought that the issue related to the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, when you give a get, must you spell out Minoi, or is that not necessary? So the Gemara at first thought that it's the same Shaila. If you hold that you need a Yad Mechiach, then you need Minoi. If you deny the need for Yad Mechiach, then you deny the need for Minoi. And then the Gemara differentiated and says, no, it's not true. Either direction, it's not true. Because maybe the standards of Gittin are even more chomer, and therefore you have to have an even more mechich by get than by nedarim. Or maybe the opposite is true. The standards are the same, but by Gittin you have what you're lacking by Nadar. Because by Gittin, because of that almost external svara called Ein Adam Megar Sheshes Chavero, that makes up for the lacking of the word Minoi. So at the end of the day, we have an issue of Taisin Naran, how we got to the sugya in the first place. We have a Machlekes Abayin Rav about the parameters of a Yad Mechiach, a Yad Shein Mechiach. We have the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham about Gittin. And now we have a question, just how similar, just how connected are these two issues? Of course, everything we've been assuming right now is that the issue Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham are discussing about that phrase, V'dein Deviyei Lechi Minoi, is the issue of, do you need the word Minoi or not? The main word, Rabbi Yehuda had this is a 10-word phrase over here, V'dein Deviyei Minoi, according to the Gemara Nedarim, Daf Hei and Daf Vav, the only word that really matters is Minoi. That's the root of the issue between the Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. So hopefully, Mitzvah tomorrow, we have to take a look at a different Gemara Masechus Gittin, where the Gemara again discusses and analyzes the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham about that phrase, but the Gemara seems to put a lot more emphasis on a different word altogether. And if you put the emphasis that the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham had nothing to do with the word Minoi, then you have a whole different reading of what's going on. Hopefully, with Shem tomorrow, we'll see the other half of the sugya of Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham and try to connect all the dots of the picture together.
But the Get has their name there. Why is the Minoi so important?
I mean, once you already have the names. Okay, so that's a Machlekes Rishonim, whether the names of the Get are actually required min HaTorah or min HaRabbanan. That's another question. I mean, once you already have the names, all the name could be saying that I am writing this Get on behalf of somebody else. So it's not absolutely crystal clear who is the Megarish still. It's just clear that he's the one who's presenting the Get, but it's not necessarily who the Megarish is.